joining us on this Friday for our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. I'm going to read out of Ruth chapter 2. So just to refresh your memory, Naomi and Ruth have returned to Bethlehem. There was a stir in the whole town because the women came back by themselves. There's a phrase in the end of chapter 1, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. And what I was, reading then in chapter 2, now Naomi was a relative, or had a relative, a worthy man of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth and the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the field to glean among the ears of the grain after him, in whose sight I shall find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. And so just, thinking about what has taken place in Ruth's life, then Moabite, the willingness to go into the field and collect food, they don't have anything, knowing that she was putting herself at risk, because if you read on farther, you'll find that Boaz tells the young man to leave her alone. But her willingness to get up and go, get up, I got to go do something. Let me go to the field and glean among the ears. And she said to my daughter, go. So she set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And this is a phrase that I think has been interesting to me to think about. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. In the sovereignty of God, she winds up in the field of Boaz. In the middle of her brokenness, she's willing to go do whatever she has to do for food. And then she finds herself in the middle of the field of Boaz. As she'll look back over her life, she will see the hand of God, the sovereignty of God directed her to the field of Boaz. Which, as you and I read along, we know what the outcome is going to be, right? We already know that the kinsman redeemer, the line of the Messiah, all that is all going to play out. We know that. She didn't know that. So imagine the moment that she wakes up and decides, all right, I'm going to find favor, so I'm going to go to work today. And she goes out into the field and begins her journey. She makes comments about, I will find favor. She's probably wrestling in her heart. Look, God, you brought this individual, Naomi, to me. I married her son. Now everybody's gone. And she has this God that she's going back to. And I don't know a whole lot about him, but I'm going to be with her. And whatever whoever her God is going to be my God. And so, for us, as you think about the little phrase, and you're waking up today not knowing what's going to happen to us, not knowing where we're going to go, but we know who our Father is, and we know the power of our Father, and we know the sovereignty of our Father, we know the goodness of our Father, we know the grace of our Father, we know the love of our Father, we know the sustaining power of our Father, we know that He's truth. And so we need to get out of our chair and get up and go to work and do the things that are in front of us. Not because we're the strong person, but because we know who our Father is. And so for me, it's just been fun to think about that phrase. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. And so I don't know what's happened, whatever's going to happen to you today, we know that it's already ordained and been approved and it's in front of us. And so just encouraging you today to keep walking, to get up out of our chairs, to keep trusting, to keep following, to keep running to rely upon, rest in, ask for help. Because we know one thing, we're not in a field where our life is in danger, that someone could take advantage of us or beat us. But there still are things in our lives that can be a concern and a worry and a burden. And whatever that might be, His name is Jesus. So may we continue to run to that Savior, that King, that Lord, that Messiah, until we get to take our last breath. So Father, thank you for the plan that you had to introduce to us Jesus 2,000 years ago, and how you put the Spirit of Truth inside of us, and really the whole Trinity lives inside of us. And so we're walking today, not in our own strength and power, but resting in your grace and your mercy and your hope and your power. And so whatever might happen to us today, may we still be willing to get up and keep moving for your glory, by your grace, until we get to see you face to face. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.